It found me more than anything else, and then I just started. You know what? I started to say, you know what? Let's try to do this professionally, and let's give it a red hot crack. So
So
that's where we are
music.
now, and yeah, I'm just loving the South African scene at the moment.
So music is it's a, you know, obviously I agree with you. It's a passion. It's something that just burns in your soul. And but you know, being someone that played around the campfire, you know, that is a chick magnet, hey? I'm sure. It's like one of those things of a guy with a guitar. That's it, you know.
Yeah. Oh
You're
no, it
done
got to the
for.
point where I didn't bring it to the brides anymore. But just because I think my friends were getting bored with it.
No, now listen. I think
But
they were jealous.
I didn't
They
want
were
to be that guy
sneakily
anymore.
jealous. Yeah. But Brandon,
But
obviously, to take this professionally and to take it on completely, it's a daunting task, especially for musicians, in terms of how far and how much they've got to put into it before they start reaping the rewards from it. But you've got you. How old are you at the moment?
26,
26.
yeah.
Okay, so you've still got you've got many years ahead. Still a spring chicken in this industry, but you know, it takes a lot of dedication and hard work. You know, I think, and I know you write your own lyrics, you do your own music, and you use your own voice. And there's one thing that I was saying to you earlier on is that in this industry, it's the technology in this industry has changed so much that you can hear someone, you can hear a name, and especially with in studio when I'm selecting my music, and if I hear that artist live, it's like, oh my goodness, who are they? That doesn't sound like their music at all. And is it challenging for you to continue to stick by that faith of staying authentic to who you are?
I actually want to say it's quite easy because that's sort of, what I want to be within my music. It's as authentic as possible, and it's as real as possible. Because, yeah, I think, I'd like to think that there's still big pockets of society that, resonate with that, just like you say, and that's just what I want to keep true to with my music. Because at the end of the day, that's why I started music. So I think for me, if I incorporated stuff that didn't come directly from me or from, say my soul or my passion or, just the creation of art, then I think that's when I lose the reason why I started in the first place. So, yeah.
Authentically you. That's what you are staying
Yes,
true
yeah.
to. And tell me,
Yeah, trying to.
and other instruments, are there any other instruments that you play, or is a guitar your main instrument?
So yeah, guitar is definitely my main and most confident instrument. I dabble in the piano, although I would definitely not call myself a pianist, more just to layer onto my tracks, and to just sort of help with the production. But yeah, learning as I go. I love piano, ukulele, a lot of the sort of guitar, similar instruments, banjo, and would love to, branch out, maybe do violin and those sort of things. I play a little bit of drums just to try to create, a
Yes.
simple sort of effective indie folk sort of
Yeah.
song. That's sort of my genre, which helps. I
Yes.
don't have to be too great at all instruments, but guitars
Yes.
definitely. And then obviously singing is my main other instrument.
Of course, and that's your main instrument, Brandon. And tell me,
Yeah. No,
Brandon,
thank you.
I know that you've got three songs that are out that are available on Spotify. You can download them, listen to them on Apple. Knowing Setting Sun with you, which one came first?
With you came first. Well, actually, in terms of the release, it came first. But in terms of the chronological order in which I wrote them, it was Setting Suns, then Knowing, and then With You came afterwards. And With You is actually not going to be part of the album. It came out as just a single, because it crazy story. But I actually my sister asked me to write her and her partner a song. And that's how With You came to be. And then I ended up loving it so much, and I asked her for permission if I could release it myself or change a few lyrics. And then I released it. So that's how With You came to be. And the other two are from the album. So yeah.
And your you when you do your mu when you write your music, it's got a story to it. And so that was with you is obviously for your sister. and the story behind that. And the other two songs?
So those came out with the album. So I think Setting Suns was half, I wrote it halfway through the album, and then Knowing was the last song. It was the song that almost didn't happen because I almost just gave up and stopped writing then. And I was like, okay, one more day, let's push through. And then Knowing came to be and ended up being one of my favorites on the album. And they all, the album in itself, all these songs sort of conceptualize ideas of just the knowing is your intuition, your gut. And I feel like a lot of the times in society, we forget about those strong, you know, feelings and stuff that actually direct us in life. And I think we get caught up in our heads a lot of the time. Well, at least I do.
I'm a serial overthinker. No, I think we all do.
And I think those are all the ideas around the songs. It's sort of trying to be as present as possible, but also, you know, explaining and expressing the frustration when you do get sucked back into your head and and the ruminating rabbit holes that sort of come with it all.
I'm going to play a bit of that track, Brandon, so our audience can get to hear that as well. I have played your songs, but I just would like to touch on it. So just sit tight. I'm going to go back and I'm going to be back with you in a few minutes. Okay.
Appreciate it.
Just stay exactly where you are. And how beautiful is that? That was the track from Brandon Grant, Knowing, an absolutely beautiful, beautiful piece of music. So thank you for that. And Brandon, we were just chatting quickly. You know, we were just saying how difficult it is for artists to get their music out there, to get it heard, and the different platforms available. Is it easier nowadays, or is there still a lot of challenges that go with getting your music released?
Well, I mean, I obviously can't speak for the older days because, you know, I've only been releasing music in the new era of social media and all of that. And I can just speak from personal experiences with it. I think, you know, like anything, there's pros and cons. There's, you know, visibility, a lot more visibility. You can reach, you know, 1,000 people on a video, you know, more if you're lucky. And although the cons then being that, you know, it's a saturated market. You know, there's so many people using these apps. So you really have to punch through the noise. So I think it's like anything. It's how much effort you put in. It's how much passion you have with it. And I personally struggle with social media because it's, you know, putting yourself out there, and I'm still figuring out how to be my most authentic self on the platforms, because I feel like it, you know, it is sort of a place where you can get sort of sucked into following trends, or, you know, not being, you know, maybe putting on masks. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, where I fit into all of that. So that's come with some difficulties. And I think I would speak for quite a few people with that. Just even if you're not a musician, just in general, you know, what image do you put forward, and how transparent is it? But saying that, it has helped me so much with my music. People reaching out, connecting with the songs. There's been some great stories of people, you know, messaging me from overseas and saying, we love your song, or it's going to be our first dance song, or this and that. So that's been unbelievably special. So yeah, I'm grateful, but it does have its hurdles to overcome, definitely.
I'm sure it does, Brandon. And you know, you get these keyboard warriors that, and social media can be just as damning for your career, if it's not taken the right way either, and you have to be so careful that you don't open yourself up to taking that scrutiny, or people are so quick to criticize, you know. So I'm sure that you've also got to just turn a blind eye to that type of issues. Have you not had any of that? I hope you haven't had any of that.
Yeah, luckily I haven't just yet. I heard a funny quote that, you know, they say you only really get the negative comments when you've made it.
So stick to what you're doing.
So maybe I'm waiting for them. I don't want to put it out
no,
there.
No, don't jinx it. No.
Yeah, but so far I'm enjoying it. It's just been all positive and so much love. And I just hope that continues no matter what stage I'm at.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been very grateful with that, and that helps. You know, like you say, it's a slow start, as most things. I mean, end of the day, you're an entrepreneur, so whether it's a business or it's you're a musician, you start off slow and you take the small wins, and then you build on that.
Absolutely.
And you just be as grateful as you can along the way. So yeah.
And Brandon, you are busy working on your album currently. So you've got how many songs have you got to finish the album? How many in total?
So, I was sort of working in the way where I wrote about 24 songs, and then it was like a cutting process. And then I decided to take on 17 of those. So I'm finishing off 17 songs in their entireties. And then from there, I'll probably choose my favorite 10 to 14 maybe. Or if I'm in a good mood, I'll just release all 17.
Yeah, why not?
Exactly. So it's been a big task, and it's been a huge project for me, my biggest one yet, obviously. So it's shy of 2 years in the making. So it's been a journey, and with it, a lot of self discovery and ups and downs, and a lot of personal growth. So I think it's been almost a self prophesizing. Exercise for me.
Yeah.
If I even used any of those words correctly.
No, you did 100%. And and Brandon, have you got musicians in your family, or is it anyone in friends? I mean, that you relate to. Where did this talent come from? I know we hone our talents. It's got to come from somewhere.
Yes. You know, I would argue that my dad sings a mean Los Lapi. Other than that, I think my parents are musical, although they don't give themselves enough credit. I think if they hone their skills, they definitely would. But for me, it was just sort of something that I fell in love with very early on.
Yeah.
I think just through that and just through enjoying the process and the joy of the process, it's come to be my favorite thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And when do you think, what time or what part of the year do you think you'd be able to say that you'll be releasing that album?
Fingers crossed for beginning to mid-December. I'm aiming for the 6th or the 13th. Those are my two dates. Don't hold me to that. We'll see how it unfolds.
I won't hold that.
For me, it'll be the sooner the better.
Yeah.
But you never know. You know, you can have these time frames, and then all of a sudden, either life happens, or you think of another song, or you know, it takes you down all these different beautiful, beautiful roads. So we'll see. But that's as much as structure I can put on myself. If I'm being goal orientated, those are the days. So hopefully, fingers crossed.
And Brandon, in terms of performing live, how did that start for you? Did it come naturally, or is it something that you still get very nervous when you're doing the live performances? And how many have you done, and which was maybe the most memorable for you so far?
So performing live never really came naturally, in the sense of I was always so nervous. Like I said earlier, I'm like a serial overthinker. I worry a lot. And I think that being in front of people, I've always been able to manage. And usually after the first song, I'm good to go. I'm sort of in the zone and I'm comfortable. But it's just like all the thoughts leading up to it, you know, especially if it's a new venue or whatever the case is, it's like all the what ifs that drive me crazy. I've since then gotten a lot better to the stage where, you know, I've got a healthy amount of nerves when I perform. I think it's always good to, you know, keep yourself on your toes and not get too complacent and really, because I care about it at the end of the day. But in terms of amount of gigs, it's been countless, you know, from really small gigs to some bigger ones. Definitely the highlight's been opening for some bigger, some big South African acts like Jeremy Lupus from Josie, Matthew Mole, Short Straw, Spookball. Yeah, so really, 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 those were really awesome. And playing to a lot of people and getting gig fits in terms of a big crowd. so that was really awesome. That was definitely a blessing. Hopefully onwards and upwards.
Well, listen, we've had all those artists here in Hoedspruit. You can't believe how many performing artists we've had come here and do gigs. So you better you better get on that gig train, because we'd love to have you here in Hoedspruit, eh?
Oh, that would be awesome. I'd love to come visit.
I mean, this is an awesome town, and people, they queue to come and perform here because they have such a great welcoming crowd that supports them. So you've got to put that on your bucket list.
Definitely. No, I think I'm going to be in Hoedspruit a lot sooner than later.
Yes, that's what
you say. The people and the diehard music fans. I mean, that's beautiful.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
But listen,
locals lekker.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. I do want to just quickly go, and I want to play the one song that you wrote for your sister, and that's With You. So just sit tight. I'd love for people to hear this again, and it's such a beautiful song. And then I'll get back to you again after this. So just stay exactly where you are. So there we go. That was the beautiful song of Brandon Grant, With You. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. Well done on that, Brandon. Absolutely brilliant. And your voice is so soothing. I love that. And I do love the folk, the indie folk. That's a lovely genre of music. And there's a place for all of that. You know, I've got so many playlists, and we categorize all the music, and I always tend to lean more to that type of music because I find it just to be a very just a calm balance, you know, between all the pop and everything else. And I like the vocals and the soft musical instruments in that type of music as well. But listen, Brandon, I just want to say that we would love to see you in Hoedspruit. I mean, I really think that you would be so welcomed here, and your talent would be appreciated here without a doubt. So we've got to piggyback you on with some of the artists that are coming out here, and put you in contact with some of the people as well. But I'm definitely going to keep your three songs on my playlist. So without a doubt, you're going to be playing on Hoedspruit FM. So best you live stream us and just share it with your Cape Townians that we also play nice music out here in Hoedspruit FM 96.4. And they won't be disappointed if they live stream us here.
100%. Yeah. No, thank you so much. And thank you for the support, Luelle. Like, really, it means the absolute world. And, excited for all the things to come. But